New at noon, almost 30 years of DNA analysis from an analyst at CBI is now under question. An internal investigation found Yvonne Missy Woods manipulated data and posted incomplete test results in criminal cases. The agency found more than 600 of her cases have been impacted between 2008 and 2023. And there could be more as the agency is still reviewing the cases all the way back to 1994. In September, CBI says they became aware of her anomalies in her work, and she was placed on leave and then Woods retired. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation worked on this independent review. A separate criminal investigation is still underway.
Hey, welcome back to Inside Four Walls. I'm your host, James Madison. So I think this is a good story to talk about for a couple reasons. One, it's a good reason to talk about why, both as an individual and as an elected representative, I do not support the death penalty. And I represent I guess it would be seen as a right-wing view on an anti-death penalty stance. So I guess I'm rare, because a lot of people on the right, this is one of those topics I get a lot of shit from when it comes to other people on the right. I don't really care about it, and this story will shine light on an often overlooked and unthought about aspect of our criminal justice system, as well as a glance at to, like, maybe why the death penalty isn't necessarily, at least the way it's functioning right now, broken. And we'll get into that later. Let's continue on. Authorities continue investigation into DNA scientists who may have faked evidence for nearly 30 years. A case could impact thousands of individuals who were wrongly convicted. Thousands of men and women locked behind bars for no reason other than this woman wanted a paycheck. And even then, what is the motive? You would get paid either way, whether it was a positive or negative. And I'm not going to get on here and be like, oh, I could never be bought or paid for. I think everyone could. I think there's a certain point, there's a sweet spot, right, between having too much money where you're just like, ain't no fucking way you can have that money to give to me. Fuck off. And there's also like, dog, I'm not incriminating myself permanently for like $2-3 million. Like, people fucking destroy their lives with that from the Powerball. I'm good. Like, you got, like what else you got? All right, so I don't even know what my price tag would be if somebody tried to pay me off. I'm sure I have it. I'm sure you have it. I'm not impugning your honor or your dignity or what you stand for or believe. Please don't take it that way. I'm just saying, rationally thinking, the only reason you wouldn't take a certain amount of money or some sort of reward is that you are the most saintly Christian amongst us. And if you're that person, I honestly, hey, all the power and respect to you and to your parents for raising you. Or, alternatively, to you for breaking away from that system and becoming a fucking saint amongst us. Bless you. But continuing on. This article is by Adrian Norman. It was originally published in March 7th. Got my teeth fixed. Now I'm getting used to talking about this it filled in this hole I got when I broke my tooth. Now, it's weird. I got used to talking without a lisp because I had to, like, basically mew the whole time I was recording. And now I have to get used to recording without mewing. Fun times. Continuing on. In the midst of an unfolding criminal investigation in Colorado, authorities are scrutinizing the actions of Yvonne Missy Woods, a once celebrated forensic scientist, amid allegations that she may have fabricated DNA evidence, potentially leading to wrongful convictions of countless individuals over the span of nearly 3 decades. I think I've heard this one before, too. I think she made a lot of appearances on court TV back in the day. I'll check that later. Prosecutors are now seeking to determine whether Woods, Colorado's star forensic scientist, was careless or if she intentionally cutting corners to put people behind bars, according to the Wall Street Journal, the WSJ. Abbreviation, which just published a new statement from individuals connected to the investigation. This, quote, "This is a huge, unprecedented mess," said Bush. George Botchler. The issue is it's not unprecedented, and that's a big reason for my, now perhaps the 30 years of it, and that's only because she got caught. How many haven't? You know? How many haven't gotten caught? And how many Americans have had their rights and their livelihoods and their public images and a lot of their fucking ability to get jobs taken away from them. Now, we're not living in an era where a felon can't get hired. There are plenty of jobs that will hire a felon. But a lot of high-paying jobs that a lot of people may have been qualified for are permanently ripped away from them for a false accusation. Just for example, imagine if you, and you know what I'm talking about, hear me. Imagine if someone like Mattress Girl had succeeded. And for those of you who don't know, here's a brief TLDR, and I gotta do a Let's Chat about 2016 2.0. Because, hey, you're listening for a while? I called Gamergate coming back. Called Pizzagate coming back. A lot of this shit coming back. And a lot of people are like, who had this on their bingo card? Me. Since 2020, I've been holding this bingo sheet for a fucking almost 4 fucking years. Like, hey, I when is Gar winning eventually? And I'll get tired of winning. That's what they told me back in 2016. I'll get so tired of winning. Anyway, let's, joking aside, let's get serious, right? Alright, so let's say, hypothetically, someone like Mattress Girl succeeded. A woman who carried around a mattress on her back like a fucking backpack. I'll pull up a picture real quick right now. Why do these liberal women have fucked up eyes and foot-shaped faces? Why do their chins almost always look like the skinny leftists? Their chins always look like the fucking heel of a foot. Every time. Their head is shaped like a toeless foot. It's weird. Easter Egg Highland looking head ass. Easter Island head ass boy. Now continuing on for real. This woman carried around this mattress day in, day out. She even graduated. She was interviewed, was getting paid to go around and speak and do interviews and lectures and all this shit. While she was falsely accusing a college student, a male, who she slept with once. Actually, let me double check that. Did she even sleep with him? All right, continuing on. Sorry about that. So, real quick, Sokolowitz filed a complaint with Columbia alleging that they had been raped by another Columbia student, Paul Negesser, on August 27, 2012. Negesser was found not responsible by university inquiry, and in May 2014, Sokolowitz filed a report against Negesser with the New York Police Department, NYPD. Now let's hop over here to Wikipedia. You know, the best part of Wikipedia, it's leftist. And they had to own this shit right here. Boop. In April 2013, Sokolowitz filed a complaint with Columbia alleging that they had been raped by another Columbia student, Paul Negesser. On August 27, 2012, Negesser was found not responsible by a university inquiry. In May 2014, Sokolowitz filed a report against Negesser with the New York Police Department, NYPD, after the district attorney's office interviewed Sokolowitz and Negesser and found insufficient grounds for reasonable suspicions. Sokolowitz declined to pursue criminal charges further, saying the NYPD officers were dismissive and had mistreated Sokolowitz. Sokolowitz subsequently focused their senior thesis on a work of performance art entitled Mattress Girl, or entitled Mattress Performance, Carrying That Weight. The performance and the allegations received considerable media attention, with Sokolowitz becoming known as Mattress Girl. Negesser denied Sokolowitz's allegation of rape, citing as evidence friendly messages from Sokolowitz in the weeks following the alleged attack. A motivation triggered by Sokolowitz's activism was her discovery that Columbia had dismissed sexual assault charges against Negesser by two other Columbia undergraduates. And by the way, keep in mind, this is when the whole, like, accusing somebody of rape falsely was really getting off and getting, like, high rolling. The shit with Bill Cosby was starting to, like, come out. You know, that shit was starting to ramp up and lead up to 2015, then 2016, when all this shit would really hit the fan. You know, it was all a big buildup. Continuing on. Charges against, I guess, about two other students. A second motivation factor was her sense that Columbia and the NYPD had dismissed the allegations without enough serious inquiry, according to her. According to her. Not according to any other source, just her. Sokolowitz and other students came together and demanded change, and they, quote, built the most effective organized anti-rape movement since the late 70s. Survey says... sorry, that sucks. Seems like that was cap, so you try stop it. In April 2015, now we get to the part that my knowledge of the story comes into play. Because this is when it came to my attention, it was 2015-2016. In April 2015, shout out to Sargon. In April 2015, Nungesser, Nungesser, filed a Title VI gender discrimination lawsuit against Columbia, its board of trustees, its president, Lee Bullinger, and Shulkowitz supervising art professor John Kessler, alleging that they had facilitated gender-based harassment by allowing the art piece to proceed. The federal district court judge, Gregory H. Woods, dismissed the lawsuit, but allowed Nungesser to refile and amend suit. The refiled complaint was also dismissed, but Columbia settled the case under undisclosed terms as Nungesser, its attorney, began the process of appealing. Yeah, the dismissal, as it absolutely should have. Why? Because, again, as it came out, the only reason this bitch in the first place came out and goes, actually, I filed this because he allegedly got accused of two other rapes by two other girls, which you kind of shat out weeks following the discovery of A, your long weeks of extremely friendly chat. And according to your own story, you were saying all this friendly, warm-hearted, friendly, flirty shit after he allegedly raped you. Talking about all X, Y, and Z, you can pull the screenshots yourself. I don't have time to go digging through all that. It's ancient history. I just want to do a summary. It also just been so long, I had to fucking get the old noggin jogging. Plus, again, I came in 2015, so the details going forward from there are more of my wheelhouse. But she continued to carry the mattress around. She continued to get paid to talk to people. She continued to do press tours. She continued to make this bullshit claim in the public eye. The thing is, in the public, whether or not the people only read a headline in the first paragraph, maybe two paragraphs, top. And the slightly above average person is going to skim the rest of it. Then you have the people like y'all who read the articles and then go to shows like this and other people's shows. Hopefully that's what you're doing. You know, hopefully you're coming to us ideally after you've read up on the topic. Or, you know, you're going to make sure you read up on the topic after I get done saying so much of random bullshit. You know, always fact check. We can, you know, no one's perfect. We can always anyone you listen to or like manipulate a story or a fact for their own personal gain. But always fact check. Never trust any of us. I don't care. Yes. I don't care who or what outlet you think you can trust 100%. Always fact check. Even accidentally, they'll get shit wrong. But continuing on. So for years, after two separate cases where this bitch was fucking proven and dismissed by a judge, she continued to carry on the accusation. And when he filed a defamation and a race-based harassment suit, courts rejected. And again, this is 2015. The height of, like, Orange Man bad, starting to really get going for the first time. TDS is starting to become a talked-about topic. You know, this is getting really heated, really escalated, and the gender culture war is going on. People are talking about the Battle of Berkeley again at this point in time. Like, it's coming back in the conversation years after it went away. Again, the culture war flares up usually every 4 years. This year's going to be particularly crazy because it was kind of, like, stifled in 2020. So now you're going to have 2020's chaos that was suppressed on top of the already chaos of 2024 we were going to deal with. It is what it is. But you get the idea. What if she succeeded? This man would have been put behind bars, publicly dragged as a rapist, and possibly never proven innocent. Imagine if it was you. Imagine if it was your friend, nephew, brother, father, best friend. What if it was worse? What happened? Hold on. Check this out. Man proved innocent after execution. Feel free to search this up on your own time. You will find literal hundreds of thousands of stories about it. We'll go right here. Has anyone ever been proven innocent after execution? The first story sums it up pretty fucking well. Right here. From Quora. Of course they have. Has anyone ever been proven innocent after execution? Of course they have. take Cameron Todd William, who was executed for killing his child by arson. After the fact, the Texas Forensic Science Commission determined that the evidence had been misrepresented and the fire really was accidental. Scroll down here, right here. How many people on death row were later found innocent? When defendants were now afforded more experienced counsel with fairly selected juries, I don't necessarily know what fairly selected means. I assume it means just blindly sent out based on the voting records. Anyway, continuing on. Fairly selected juries and were granted access to scientific testing. Some were acquired and released since 1973. 197 former death row prisoners have been exonerated of all charges related to the wrongful convictions that had put them on death row. Now, imagine how many people have been put to death only to be proven posthumously wrong, posthumously innocent. Right here. Since 1978, five California death row inmates have been exonerated. Whether any other 12 are innocent, we may never know. And the same holds true for the 709 people known to have been executed in California between 1978 and 1972, when the state Supreme Court temporarily halted executions. So, again, you can dig through this. I was able to find way more earlier, but what is it? I don't have time to go rushing through. Actually, alright, 194th death row exoneration. Nearly 30 years, another one. Alright, actually, you know, I'll just leave a link to this website. I may be capping. I saw higher totals earlier, but then again, it was probably going off of the little disclaimer that was at the bottom of the other page, talking about, like, since this date to this date, you never actually know, so it's been speculation. But let's hop back into the article and wrap it up here. To call myself out for spreading crazy, full fake news. Fake news. I'm always going to correct myself if pop. I don't like bullshit. Prosecutors are now seeking to determine whether Woods, Colorado's already read that. Okay. Which was just published in the Wall Street Journal. Quote, this is a huge, unprecedented mess. Okay. Said George Botchler, a former district attorney in the Denver suburbs, whose office oversaw numerous cases in which Woods testified, quote, I want to know, what in the world did she do? The investigation has plunged the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, CBI, into painstaking review of approximately 3,000. That's okay. There you go. Sorry. Doesn't make hundreds of thousands. My retarded state, I probably combined the 197-ish number with the 3,000 number. There's bloopers at the end of this. I was dealing with some technical difficulties, so that probably explains it. You know, coping, seething, and molding on my end over here, clearly. Continuing on. 3,000 DNA samples associated with thousands of criminal cases following the discovery of irregularities in Woods' work. This extensive retesting effort estimated the cost around $7.5 million. Underscores the gravity of the accusations and the potential impact on the integrity of the state's criminal justice system. Y'all are gonna get sued. Quote, the CBI is conducting a comprehensive review of the scientists' full body of work to determine the impact, if any, on the court's findings on the DNA testing performance by the employees. The department wrote in its funding request, quote, the department takes this issue extremely serious and is taking immediate action to address the allegations. End quote. Woods' expertise played a pivotal role in several Colorado's most numerous criminal cases, including the 2004 rape case of NBA legend Kobe Bryant, the 1994 murder of Rhonda Maloney, and the prosecution of Aaron Thompson in the murder of his daughter, and the murder of Suhanna Chase, who was beaten with a baseball bat, dragged to a car, raped, then dumped in an alley. Sounds like a pleasant evening. Last November, when the CBI said, I feel bad for saying that, making a joke. Last November, when the CBI said it had discovered anomalies in Wood's work, she abruptly resigned the same day. Yeah, that's not a fucking tell. I'm sorry, I don't imagine. She had to have done this, right? This is my own. Only because she liked reading more dramatic news stories, probably, right? That has to be what it is. Continuing on. Reviewed. In December, emails reviewed by the Wall Street Journal lab director saw Westray, quote, CBI Forensic Service continues to review all cases worked by Ms. Woods during her 29-year career. The CBI is utilizing all available resources to expedite this process. Woods has testified in court as an expert witness in at least 500 times. She testified as a forensic DNA expert in at least 370 of those cases. Ryan Backley, an attorney for Woods, told the Wall Street Journal she is cooperating with the investigation. Quote, she continues to stand by the reliability and integrity of her work on the matters that were filed in court, and particularly in cases which she testified in court under oath. Well, I would hope so, because, that makes everything, just add that cherry on top of it, right? What's a little side of perjury at this point, right? If any of this is true. This is all allegedly, keep in mind. Investigators have released a few details, and have not yet said what led to the review that uncovered the anomalies in Wood's work. Wall Street Journal reported that they also have not said when the investigation will be completed and whether criminal charges will be filed. Oh my goodness. Now, this is one of the reasons why I struggle with the death penalty, right? And I hear the arguments. Well, what, you want them in there for slave labor? No, yesn't? Hear me out. It happens often enough as we've just gone through some of the numbers, and I even have my numbers corrected. I always have to be humbled and have a more reasonable number. 197 living people have been proven innocent while they're on death row. This case here is 3,000 potential people being reevaluated. So, there we go. Humbling the numbers, getting them down to what they actually are. That is important. It's good to have that updated information. But, with the people currently in prison, right? And the people who've been executed. If you did not have this system of execution functioning the way they did. Now, here's the thing. There was already a prolonged period where people were sent on death row for years and years and years and years and years without being executed. Which... weirdly great. I know. Whatever. Look. You get people serving these times, right? They could be learning a valuable skill. You could be making them learn how to do... they could be doing manual labor. They could be, bring back doing license plates, bring back chain gangs, make them pick up litter, pour asphalt, have them under security of armed officer. And should the time come when people are proven innocent through, advanced methods of research, through advanced methods of DNA analysis, they can be released and turn around and sue the system and every party connected to the system that wrongfully stripped them of their rights and freedoms and had them behind bars. Not only that, they now have a new skill on top of that. They also have a, because I don't think, for the people who are actually psychotic, perhaps there's some room to figure out, be somebody who's like, yeah, I did it and I'll do it again. It's like, all right, well, this person has no shame. Maybe they should be executed. I'm not saying there's not room in our system for the death penalty. I'm just not a fan of the death penalty in 99.99% of the circumstances. Again, everyone's talking these massive certainties, and it's like I get the appeal of it, but there are always outliers to the rules, and that's what you have to keep in mind. You're dealing with mosquitoes, really? Already? Fuck! I just got bit by a mosquito. It was just snowing the other day. Damn. Whatever. But as I was saying, you get out, you're proven innocent because of DNA, you can now sue the system. And after how many ever years of pouring asphalt, picking up trash, and like using the gym and shit in the prison, fuck, you're jacked. You're in better shape coming out now than when you went in. Ideally you don't go in the first place, but yeah. You're already there, you might as well come out in better shape. You turn around and go, alright, I'm gonna lawyer the fuck up. Dude, the amount of lawyers that line up pro bono to add some like that to their fucking trophy cabinet, out the ass. That being said, that's why I can't bring myself to support the death penalty. I don't know anybody currently on the death penalty, I don't know anybody who's ever been executed because of the death penalty personally, but I hear stories, you know, I've heard stories periodically over my life of people being like, oh, this person actually did it, they were proven innocent after they were executed. It's also the plot of like 1,000 fucking shows and movies. So that's why I struggle to bring myself to be like, yeah, the death penalty is good. I think the death penalty is actually bad, and I wonder how many people have been executed wrongfully. I would rather one... How's it go? I would rather 100 guilty men walk instead of one innocent man locked up. How's that quote? Let me pull up real quick. I used to know it. Okay, so it's Blackstone's ratio. Noted. It is better that 10 guilty persons escape than that one innocent suffer, as expressed by the English journalist William Blackstone in his seminal work. It's kind of how I stand for it. Just as before, you know, when it comes to like, well, would you rather people get COVID-19 over the vaccine mandate? Yes, because I will not trade my liberty for safety and comfort, because I will have none of the above, and I will deserve none of the above if I surrender those to you. Just how it breaks down. That being said, this has been Inside Four Walls. I'm your host, James Madison, and, you know, don't share the episode itself out, but go down to the description below, grab the link to the story, and share it out. That is how you can help get the messaging out. Share it to other content creators you watch. You know, raise awareness to it. That's how you do it. Don't bother sharing my episodes out. I've said this before. I'm not necessarily wanting this show to grow rapidly. I'm fine with the slow growth. Because if you blow up content-wise and you start exploding, you know, a lot of people watch your content, that's how you get demonetized and deplatformed. And ultimately, I'd rather come on the mic and talk about these topics and not get paid and not have a massive following and get the story out there to people, as opposed to getting paid and having to curb the stories I talk about. Because all of a sudden, with all these eyes on the stories I'm talking about, I also have to deal with big tech trying to shut me down. And while I see the massive wins we're having in the tech space, I don't exactly feel like tech's at a place right now where focusing on growth over quality of product is worth my time, and I don't think it's ever really worth my time. So I'm gonna, you know, share the story itself, not the episode. It's a weird request. Not a lot of people do that request, but that's my request. Don't share the episode, just upvote it, leave a comment, share the story in the description below. And until next time, I've been your host, James Madison, and this has been Inside Four Walls. Deuces. Hey, welcome back to me just saying absolutely random words just to test this microphone to see if it's clipping in and out, and if so, that's gonna be a real fucking problem. So if I have to go back to using this old shitty microphone I used to use, it should be okay. I have...